of course, is a phenomenal experience at so many levels. I mean, frankly, even the training ahead of the flight was something that, you know, a few days before my flight, I told my crew, I said, look, you know, if the world ended today, I would still feel like the time and my investment to get there, you know, was well spent. But of course, you know, the two times most people think of as the most exciting, we'll call it, are launch and reentry. But those moments are actually very calm and cerebral. I mean, they're not scary like you imagine from the movies. But by far the most amazing part of the trip is just looking out the window, looking back at the Earth. You know, you go around the Earth every 90 minutes. You're traveling, you know, 17,000 miles an hour. You see a sunrise or sunset every 45 minutes. And from that vantage point, you know, you see so much about how the Earth works, weather, tectonic plate movement, erosion, and the impact of humanity. Just a phenomenal experience all the way around. My generation was strongly inspired by the Apollo era. And we're coming through a time where we're actually retiring a lot of the vehicles that have taken people to space. We've had accidents over the last couple of decades, and the public opinion about space flight, and especially human space flight, is flagged, I'll call it. But I would actually say that the inspiration that Apollo represented, actually helped cause the tech boom that we saw, you know, during my generation. And so if we want this upcoming generation to have those same kinds of advantages and be able to move the needle forward technologically, which I think worked so well for our generation, we need to get them strongly inspired in the areas of science and technology, engineering, and math. For me, you know, my father is a NASA astronaut. And so I know very well the power of having a parent who, you know, once a month would bring home the latest science project that was something on the cutting edge that no other kid could possibly imagine existed, and we just played with them as toys. And coming here is that exact same kind of experience. It's, you know, I'm seeing things today that I had never, just like the kids are asking 100 questions, so am I. Just because, this is truly where the cutting edge of science and technology is happening. And I think it's extremely important that kids of all ages, counting myself in, get a chance to come here and see this. I helped start first something called the XPRIZE, which was the $10 million prize that helped kick off the commercial space race, we'll call it, and a company called Space Adventures, which is the company that booked all seven people that have flown privately to space, have flown with my company. So I, of course, plan to fly again even to orbit, and, you know, one of these days, hopefully even on to, you know, asteroids or Mars, to be honest. But the near-term plan, the very next thing I'll probably get a chance to do, is something we're working on called space diving, where we'll ride a suborbital rocket up to 50 to 100 kilometers, jump out with a spacesuit, re-enter the Earth's atmosphere, and pop a parachute before you get to the ground.